Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
You're about to listen to a podcast full of wonder, excitement, and discovery. It's time for an adventure through Odyssey. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Adventures Through Odyssey podcast, Odyssey Revisited. I'm Will here with John. Yes, we're still alive. Just some life changes happened, and no, we are not going quarterly, much like the club videos are, but we'll get back to that in a little bit. This is just a one-time thing, so we're going to catch up on May, June, and July, which a lot happened. There was actually kind of an info dumpy podcast episode that John has not heard yet, so we get to tell him some fun new information. Woo! But let's start how we always start, with a prayer.
Okay, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I just wanted to make sure you were paying attention.
I was paying attention.
All right. Okay. Anyway. So, I guess top of the heap here, they're doing a new bite-sized adventure.
Okay.
So, but what it is it's a bonus Novacom bits. So it kind of feels like Novacom the director's cut, or like in a Persona game when they release a new version that's just kind of a bunch of extra scenes.
Yeah.
So it's like Arthur Dent coming to coming to work at Novacom, how Eugene got the job at the college, and there's actually a really good one where we see Jared's family have to leave Odyssey.
Now that one's interesting, at least.
Yeah, so here's what I would say. This definitely feels like if they could go back and do Novacom today, they would add these scenes in.
Yeah.
And if they ever do this live-action TV show, these scenes probably need to be in there. But...
yeah, you mentioning those, it does feel like stuff where it's like, well, originally...
it just kind of happened because of actor availability.
Yeah, or like stuff like Jared's. I wonder how much that was like intentionally Novacom, or they were just like, well, we haven't used him lately.
No, he got a show called like the 100 Good Deeds of something or other where a kid gets turned into a dog and has to do 100 good deeds, but it got canceled after 33 episodes.
I mean, 33 episodes ain't bad.
I know. Let me see what it was called. The 100 Good Deeds of Eddie McDowell.
Interesting.
Okay, here's just the description. It's the opening title sequence. I'm Eddie McDowell. I'm a dog and I talk. I used to be a kid, a bad kid, but then I messed with the wrong guy. He turned me into a dog. Can you believe this? That freak turned me into a dog. To be a kid again, I have to do 100 good deeds, and the only person who can hear me talk is the last person I picked on. Now I'm living with this kid and his family. They love me, but they treat me like a dog.
Pretty good. So, I'd watch it. As a kid, maybe.
Yeah. I love this Wikipedia note. The series was canceled before the 100th episode, so it's unknown if he changed back.
That's pretty funny.
So, I'm just saying, in this era of reboots and revivals...
well... I feel like there's no love for it.
I know. But, so the point is, that show, Jared's apparently the voice of the, I think Jared's either the kid or the voice of the dog. I feel okay. like it's the, I feel like it's the kid, because I feel like if he was just voicing the dog, they could have kept him on the show.
Probably, unless he needed to be on the set for some reason.
That's a good point. So, as I continue to check here, Eddie McDowell. Anyway, this is not the point, but, so no, I just thought it's a fun idea. You know, I think this is a better use of the bite-sized adventures than let's do a full story arc. You know, let's keep using them to fill in gaps in other stories. That's actually a fun idea.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. I think they're trying to do it to stir up Novacom hype, but I do wonder how much hype there is amongst the current watching audience. Like, we're watching, but I do wonder how many, like, legacy people are still listening in.
Well, and we've got some Novacom hints from the Q&A podcast we'll get to in a minute, but I do also want to quickly cover the comics. Did you read them by any chance?
Unfortunately, are these the Instagram comics?
No, these are the app comics.
Nah, I still haven't read them, but...
So did you see how the Kids Bro arc wrapped up?
No, just tell me.
Basically, what's his name? Ryan admits to what happened. They built a theater and it wound up blowing all their money, and everyone got mad, which I feel like that's every Kids Bro story.
Yeah, that's so weird. Like, so they're just like, oh, the theater was too expensive. I mean, what theater were they doing it for? There's literally the little, I mean, what is it? Is it the little theater?
No, that's at Wits End.
Oh, I know that, but yes, Wits End's, it's in behind Wits End. And like, I hate to say, I mean, we haven't heard about the little theater in probably like, what? I would risk 10 years, but maybe like 5 or something.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you mean. So it wraps up. He loses the school election to Shannon because Valerie had cotton candy, but they apparently reelect him to Kids Bro mayor, even though Kids Bro's an abandoned town.
Thanks, guys.
So I guess him and Ben Wyatt should have a party. But, anyway, so the next one is called Connie, You Shrunk Your Friends. So in the episode, Renee has created, like, a video game scenario in the Imagination Station, which our next episode is about the new album episode about science, and it brings into question what any of these devices are meant to do individually anymore. But anyway, so Renee, Horace, and Bernard are in there. Bernard's cleaning the inside. Connie hits the wrong button as she's about to leave for the holiday weekend, traps them in, and the only way out is if they complete the game, but they're shrunk down to tiny, to like little 3 feet tall, and they have to adventure through Wits End, so every time they get hit, they reset to the beginning of the level, that kind of thing. Okay, yeah. So first thing, fun idea, I feel like this was a missed opportunity as an animated episode, because there's so many visual things going on in here.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it would probably have to be Detective Pullhouse and not Bernard, but...
Yeah.
The only scene I don't quite jive with is Bernard confronts Renee about, well, why didn't you have a failsafe? This is what happens when you test things too quickly. Well, it was an accident, and the comic sort of implies Bernard should not have been in there in the first place.
Trying to slam Bernard under the bus.
Now, Bernard and Renee do come to an understanding. There's kind of a fun... This is why I want a visual. There's a fun scene where they ride the train around the Bible room, which, you know, good. I think the last one is tomorrow, because we're filming this Sunday the 21st, so I might quickly, yeah, we'll just wait till the next monthly roundup, but it's fun, it's cute, but there's a hint on the app about the next one, and it is a picture of Edwin Blackard and a waitress.
Interesting.
If John looks at his computer screen right now, I'm holding the image up to him.
I see it, I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Am I supposed to know who the waitress is?
No. Maybe it's somebody we know. But they did say in the Q&A podcast episode that the next arc features Edwin in a situation we have not seen him in before. So this is probably not a reference to the musical Waitress.
I mean, maybe. I it would be intriguing. I doubt a bunch of Odyssey writers like that music. It's a good musical, but like...
I would agree.
I guess... Yeah, I'm not going to go into the why they might not like it, but they could also like it, I guess, when I think about it, but
that's true. All right, and just to quickly run over the monthly strips. So the May monthly strip was Wooten and Ricky. I don't know who Ricky is. Ricky's talking about how he's failing a shop class, and Wooten talks about all of these jobs that he had and failed at. So house painter, sign flipper, jewelry cleaner, zoo staff, and at all of them something crazy's happening. Like Wooten painted a superhero on the side of somebody's house. He broke the sign. He tried to clean jewelry with a pressure washer. He's feeding an alligator a chicken leg. And then it ends with, and I found an awesome job as a mailman. I just had a few duds for this. He's being chased by dogs. Okay, did we all forget Wooten draws comics?
Yeah, Wooten just kind of is a super famous comic drawer, and then sometimes a mailman.
Yes.
Which is fine, I mean.
It's true, it was an interesting choice for Wooten. Anyway, then the June arc is Connie wants to go camping.
Hmm.
And Jules does not like that idea. And so they make some bet that if Connie is on time for work, they won't go camping and go to Mega World instead. And Connie has to go to the store for some reason. She gets held up, but we do see Joe Finneman, which is always nice.
Yeah.
And then she's held up at the grocery store, which I'm sort of convinced was a Wit thing, because Wit and Jules seem to be simpatico in these comics. So they go to Mega World instead, and Connie mentioned she'll be too dizzy to drive home. So...
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
And lastly, the July comic, which I've got some problems with. It's Bart Rathbone shopping at a flower store. And then he talks about all of the gifts he's tried to buy his wife. So it's a vacuum, a treadmill, and a box of chocolates. And apparently, Rodney accidentally ate all the chocolates. And then he almost burned down the house with candles. So it ends with him bringing her a bucket of chicken from Chicken Doodles, which, again, I like that they referenced it. But I don't know. Again, I feel like it's kind of the white trash Rathbones thing we sometimes see that I don't love.
Yeah. It seems kind of dumb.
Yes, I would concur.
It's hard because I do appreciate seeing these characters, but it does kind of... I think it's one thing when you hear it, because I do think reading it... And no, not like an issue with the illustrator, but just like... The Bart Rathbone design isn't like the most appealing of a design to look at.
Yes, I would agree.
And so it might just be that, like, you know, hearing him, it's very funny.
So back in June on the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, they had a Q&A episode, and a lot of it was about the upcoming album, but they did reveal quite a bit. So let's get started. I didn't note all of them. I just noted the interesting ones. So we now know Molly's dad is not PJ, the guy who got fired from J&J Antiques.
Okay.
Okay, that was just a. And someone asked if Maury and Emily are starting to like each other, and they said Maury and Emily are not a couple. They're starting to like each other more as people.
That's so funny. That's such like a little kid thing to be like, are they dating?
Exactly. Now, this was a big one. Odyssey's Joker and Carly will be back. They have some things they have to do first before a huge reveal storyline that they are currently coming up with. Apparently, they're still working on it. I think this is a Novacom thing.
It might be. Are they really calling him Odyssey's Joker?
No, but you called him Odyssey's Joker, so I was going to keep that thread running.
Okay, that's fine. I was like, I highly doubt the official podcast used that terminology.
Yeah, so I could see them teaming up. I could see them being siblings. I could see them being involved with whatever this is.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see. More Blackguard Chronicles are coming in 2025. I don't really know, but it was there. No plans for more Passengers or Last Chance Detectives. Okay. No more BTV. It has been replaced with the Knox On episodes. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Edwin Arc, we already talked about that. All right. The original title for Album 77 was Four Part Harmony, which apparently was too spoilery or something. I don't know how that's spoilery, but...
Don't you think the last album or this album?
The one we're currently in.
Well, why? Okay. Why reveal the name, the original name, and be like, well, we brought it up, but it was too spoilery before we've even gone through it.
Maybe it was like whatever image they would have to do. I don't know.
It must be, right, something with Jules singing.
Yeah, so we're actually going to get to that. The final line of the last episode will get people talking.
Buck, we should break up.
Well,
da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right, so... Okay, so I hate when they do this, like, the final scene will get you talking. Like, no, don't say that. Let us be surprised. Because now I'm expecting too much.
Yeah.
So, but they did go over all the episodes, and look, at the time we're recording, The Heavens Declare has already aired. We're posting a separate episode about that. Stay tuned. But I will go over the others. Okay. The Snouse Show. Jay goes into the Room of Consequence and finds he is the star of his own TV show.
I mean, pretty good.
I mean, it's basically just the It's Gary Shandling Show plot, but...
Kids don't know what that show is.
Do you know what that show is?
I have a passing idea of what the show is.
So people know, it's a show that aired on Showtime where a guy moves into the house, and whoever moves into that house is suddenly the star of a sitcom. So it's kind of like what probably should have been a surreal Twilight Zone-y one-off episode that ran for four seasons.
Interesting.
Okay. Painted into a Corner. Wooten's parents meet Penny for the first time, and they reveal why they did not attend the Bassett wedding. I mean...
Nah.
That's a big one. Making Nice, Jay becomes the life coach for Odyssey High's football team.
You know, I'm sure that'll be a funny episode. It seems... I mean, you know we like Jay on this podcast. But it does seem weird that he's getting two album episodes that clearly seem to be just all around him being funny.
Yeah, so that, we'll get to that in a second. I want to read you, the last two titles are Unmanageable and Facing the Music. It's a two-parter. We know in the first one, Jules' band gets a new manager, and they described it like, through ways we can't describe yet. So I feel like that means it's either Buck, Connie, Witt, or Jay.
Probably. Or it's going to be someone... they're going to pull something real weird.
Right, okay. Because the way they talked about it, like, we're supposed to be surprised at who the manager is, so I doubt they're going to pull a new character.
Is it going to be Connie's dad?
That would be funny.
That would be a complicated situation.
Yes, I mean, or it could be a Novacom tie-in, but... And then the last
episode... Richard Maxwell!
Oh, no! So, the last episode is called Facing the Music, and they say it's about characters facing the music, and this is the one where we'll get people talking. So, I have to assume there's a big Jules and Buck revelation at the end of this.
Buck, I'm pregnant.
But this is Odyssey!
Yeah, they would never do that. Like, never.
I know. So, I mean, I think it's probably a mix. Probably something happens with Jules and Buck. Connie's going to get mad that Jules has been lying to her, and you know, I like I said when the first episode aired, I think the fallout is going to be huge.
Yeah.
So to go back to your point about the two Jay episodes, so the Renee episode feels like part of an arc. That's fine. Renee's faith arc has basically been moved from club to album. The Wooten episode obviously is going to be a big deal, and so is the band episode. I do agree, it's weird that there's not only two J episodes, there's two J episodes that feel like they should be club episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what club episode you replace it with. Like, what club episodes you pop into the albums, but...
Yeah, I mean, we kind of have to see what they are. I'm trying to think recently. I mean, what was the one from... I'm totally... I mean, even, like, the... Okay, here's the thing. It's probably that the Buck episodes are objectively... Not Buck. The J episodes are probably better.
Yes.
Just to be real than the other things, but, like, at the same time.
Yeah. It's just... It's weird that there's two of them. Honestly, I'm curious if the Wooten episode should have been a two-parter, because, again, his parents seem to be a pretty big deal, so...
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully that means we also get Bradford and his brother, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah.
Okay, so that covers that. We've got three club episodes to talk about. So, Running the Race Part 3, Bridget journeys into the Imagination Station to meet athlete and missionary Eric Liddell. I thought this wrapped up well.
I thought it wrapped up well, too. I was saying I thought they did a good job. I mean, I've never seen the original movie. I assume the movie really just covers the Olympics.
It talks about his missionary stuff, too. Not like, as in-depth, but...
Yeah, I feel like they did a good job. I mean, I think it's a good ending. It's impactful. I do think sometimes it's a little frustrating how Bridget just, like, reacts to everything.
Yes.
Like, I get it. But it almost seemed like it would have been a better... Like, okay, there are some club episodes where I think it works really well to have a kid, like, interacting and experiencing the world and adds a little flavor. This one may have been better just having it be, like, the story.
I kind of agree.
Like, I get it. I don't think it was bad. But, I mean, there were just times... Okay, so, like, an example... In, like, the first or second part where it's like, oh, like, look at how he's running. He's leaning his head back to look at the heavens. Like, oh, she, like, which is a weird thing. If she really doesn't get it, like, why she's, I guess it's supposed to be, like, so moving. But they're also kind of there just so she can say it because we don't, like, get it because we're just listening.
Agreed.
But then it's like, she's just like, how could, and I get it. I think that makes sense, right? That's what how a non-Christian would act, how even like a Christian child might react. Like, well, why would you give that all up? But it sometimes you're just like, okay. Like, it, sometimes that feels like it's taking away from what could be more story. Yeah, it's not bad. I actually think the whole episode, the whole three part is actually very, very good for a three history part. But
yes, yeah, so I agree. And Odyssey is never going to be a show that challenges people. I'm sorry. But they could have done something interesting about how I said this last time, if football players suddenly said, I'm not going to play on Sunday because it's against the will of God, how people would react. Like, if, I keep forgetting, not Brett Favre, who just retired?
Who knows?
Wait, the one from the Patriots.
Oh, Tom Brady.
If Tom Brady suddenly said, I'm not playing football anymore because of my commitment to God, I don't think we should do a sport on Sundays. I think people would have kind of a mixed reaction to that, even Christians.
Oh, I mean, yeah. That, right, honestly, would be huge. And they kind of, like, right, don't they, like, kind of skirt around it a little bit where he's like, I feel like it's wrong.
Yes, which I think is fine. Everyone can have their own convictions about that. I'm just saying there was an interesting dialogue we could have opened up about it.
Yeah. Now, right, it's interesting, right, that... Especially because it's right there, but I think there's a lot of Christians who do this, so they probably someone on the writing staff or something, and they didn't want to upset it. But it's such a good opportunity to literally do a thing about, like, club sports on Sunday mornings.
This is true.
Would have probably been a better, like frame for it. Not that it needed to be that, but being like, oh, like, well, it's on a Sunday, and my parents won't let me do it.
Let's also remember the first Harlow Doyle episode does call those out.
Well, yeah, but that's also, what, 30 years
ago? Yes, I'm just saying, like, there was a time when they would do that. Anyway, not the point, just thought it was interesting. But yeah, I thought it ended well. I'm curious to see where they take Bridget, because I feel like they've been running in place with her for a while. Good history episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on to Quiet as a Smouse. A contest could end in disqualification for Jay, Zoe, and Buddy unless they can find their silent partner.
Yes.
I enjoyed this episode. I found it very funny. We went to several locations we have not seen in quite a while.
Yeah, which, I mean, was kind of nice. Maybe that was the idea of it, right? They were kind of like, well, we'll give them a little tour.
Yeah, Harlequin, Hal's Diner. No Edwin, though.
Yeah, no Edwin. I get it. I think that voice actor's too much. I mean,
he died.
I forgot about that. I think we'll talk about it. I'll bring something up later, even if he hadn't have died, which is very sad. But another point, I think the episode's good. I do think it is like the thing where it's like, it's kind of pointless because they could have not done that and everything would have been fine.
I know, but then they wouldn't have learned the lesson.
And the interpersonal drama is weird where it's like, oh, like you're using that to get a podcast internship.
Yes. That is a little strange.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, I think. But, like, I don't know. It's a fine episode, right? It has funny bits. I remember parts of it. But it is, like, you kind of leave it being, like, that was an interesting concoction of an episode.
Yes, and especially because in the original episode, don't they kind of learn that the best scripts are written by both Zoe and Buddy?
Yeah.
So the whole meltdown being over who gets script credit is just interesting to me.
Yeah.
Also, to be clear, if you work in film, you do know the order the writers are listed in is kind of important, but that's not what their fight was about, so.
Yeah. I feel like, right, it's like, oh, he cut his own scene. It's like good. It's like but as you made a point, the next episode is almost the same message.
Yes. I also think, I don't know why Jay is here if he's not going to do anything. I mean, he leads them around, but I think, again, a more interesting episode would have been Jay has to do so many good deeds to get his phone back or get turned into a dog, I guess.
I mean, it's literally just possible that that's kind of, I think it's possible that's just how it kind of rolled out.
Well, right, but I feel like this is a running trend of Jay episodes where he's being hindered because he has to make up for something, but him making up for something would have been a more interesting episode.
Yeah, I mean, I think, right, they wanted him to have some bit.
Yes.
Which is fine. But yeah, it's like, it's probably like as a whole episode, maybe it's like an idea they had for an episode and pitched some stuff around and they're like, oh, here's some really good jokes, but they couldn't really think of a...
Right.
You know, the problem is when you have a funny character, you kind of have to put them in situations like that because you almost don't want them to grow too much.
This is true.
Right? So it's like you kind of have, you can't like have them have always a starring role, even though it seems like he's going to have two main episodes.
This is a good point. Maybe this will be the part of start of Jay's salvation arc.
Which I'm kind of surprised. I mean, because I think you could do some funny things, but then it might be making jokes about like becoming a new Christian and they might not want to have those in there.
Well, this is true. But I thought it was a sweet ending. You know, make sure the people in the back always know you're thinking of them. You know, Vinny, I think we need more Vinny episodes. I don't know how you keep him silent on a radio show, but there it is.
Yeah.
I thought there was a lot of fun to be had here. But yes, I do want to kind of roll into the next episode. The Hero's Laundry. If the page will load, why does the wiki do this to me? Ted Humphries runs a story on Trey and his family, only to find there's more to it than meets the eye. Okay, here's the one thing. They've clearly turned Ted Humphries into a goofy character.
Yeah, like, I wish it could have been like he could have been dialed back a little bit more.
Yes.
He is a very funny character, but now it does write. It feels like now he's just going to be only jokes.
Yes. Yes. Although the line caffeine makes me self-aggrandizing and I'm too important for that was very good.
That is pretty good.
So, okay. I thought this episode was good. I wish there was a different path they could have taken to get there.
Yeah.
In the sense that he probably could have just done a whole story on Cooper.
Yeah.
Because he's the star of the football team, and that might have been a better angle than the whole family. I get what they're going for. I want to be clear about that. But, like, trying to say the weather person, the brain surgeon you get, but...
Mm-hmm.
And I will also say, the scenes where Ted is trying to get specific sound bites out of them is very accurate, because some people are just that clueless on camera.
Yeah.
So...
I feel like... I mean, the ending's very expected.
Yeah. Well, is it?
It's Trey, right?
Yes.
I wish they could give Trey more of a personality than the thing he's good at is nothing.
I mean, he's good at helping everybody else. They show that throughout the episode.
Right, and that's sweet. But, like, he can also have, like, I mean, not that he has a bad personality, but, like, they can give him, like, interests or, like, hobbies. I mean,
he built websites with Maury.
I mean, sure. I'm not saying it's bad, but at times I'm just, like, I feel bad for the kid.
This is a good point. Actually, this is something we could think about. Why is Cooper the one on the team and not Trey? Meaning the Maury, Emily, Susu team, not the football team.
Yeah. I kind of agree. Like, Trey feels like more natural of a fit, and maybe it's that they want... I think they like... Okay, I think here might be the thing. Trey, you can kind of throw into a lot of different storylines.
Yes.
Cooper has been kind of relegated to just the football storylines.
This is true.
Though it is funny when Wit's like, you are special. And it's like, so we'll pick Cooper for the team. But not Trey.
Well, remember,
Cooper, which isn't, I know, but it is funny.
Actually, an interesting thing would be at some point, they're probably going to send Cooper off to college just to show time passing, and they could bring Trey on the team then. And he anyway, this isn't important. I do understand what you mean, that Trey's whole thing is he doesn't seem to have a special talent.
Please say it. I hope the college thing isn't too soon, because one thing I want to say is the family has really good chemistry. I thought at the end, when it's just them hanging out at the end, was really good. And I think the fact that the only time we've really had them as a family effectively was when they had to race through the snow to save someone's life. And it's like, just give us some fun episodes with them.
I would agree. Yeah, maybe do like a few family adventures, remake Mystery at Tin Flat or something.
Well, that's like the weird thing with Robin, right? Robin became a Christian, and then like her next episode was her leaving for college.
No, that's Aubrey.
Aubrey, I'm sorry.
No, but you are right. So, no, definitely give us some more family episodes. What I was going to say is I liked that Trey understood what his place was and wasn't upset about it, or the story didn't make him upset about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a nice change. Again, Zoe being the voice of reason for Ted is a little odd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a fine episode. I think it's at least... Well, okay. It's probably comparable to the last episode, which it maybe feels like they both were like, well, let's write a Humphreys like episode with them. And it's like, let's write like a Jay and like this group. Episode, yeah. And they just kind of happened to come out with the same message.
I think that was my big thing. They released two episodes back to back with basically the same message.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, you kind of have different types of jokes. Like, you know, you have the Ted Humphreys jokes and like some other funny stuff happening in the second episode. And then in the first episode, you have some Jay jokes, probably as a whole. I don't know. It's hard. Because I think the ending hits well, like with the family. I think it's hard because Ted Humphreys like could easily put that together. But it's, yes, like the kind of thing where it's like, he's like, oh, what? I gotta, there's nothing I can do. I gotta go to the possum story.
Yeah, it does seem a little strange.
Like it's weird. Like the episodes, like I say, like, well, the second one's better. It's like, but this was probably better than the first. And then I think the first episode's like, but I like this stuff better. They're almost like exactly comparable, which is just funny because they have the same message almost.
I would agree. I think the one thing we could say about Trey that they'll probably dive into is he's really good on camera. Like the other three, even though the mom's a weatherman, clearly don't have a certain amount of presence. So yeah, maybe that's what they're going into, because allegedly there's going to be an episode where Trey and Connie compete on Backshelf Bake Off.
Interesting.
So now I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but I do wonder if like we're going to lean into Trey as a thespian or something like that. Maybe he takes lessons from Edwin.
Yeah.
All right, Trey, we're going to do Othello.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, that's true.
And probably probably not Othello, but other things.
Okay. So, okay. I think we are all caught up.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any notes before we move on to the next part?
I think that's most of it. I mean, okay. The three-parter, very good. Probably like, I don't know. For a history episode, it's probably like an 8.5 history episode.
Yeah.
You know, going to a 9. For a three-parter, it's pretty good. It's paced pretty well. It's just like an instance where it's like, I wonder if this would have been better without the kids. Like, I don't know how much she adds. I guess it might kind of just help her development as a character, right, towards like the Christian faith. So like, you know, that's not bad, because I know they're also probably working towards her becoming a Christian.
Oh, absolutely.
I think these last two episodes were both fine. I think they were good, you know, acceptable, entertaining, but just kind of like a little forgettable. And it's just weird that they're so similar, like message wise.
I would agree with that. So, yeah, I think that concludes our quarter monthly roundup, just as kind of an emergency. We'll see you in August for what appears to be Worth Her Wage, which is another Bridget and Knox episode.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is going to be, I'm assuming this is a wage gap episode or an episode about minimum wage workers.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
I just can't. I feel like that's such an okay. Right, like there's the episode about the lawn mowing from like, you know, album 9 or something. Yeah. Probably like earlier than that even. Which I feel like at least on paper, like it's more supposed to be like you shouldn't out, like, you know, you should give people their fair wage.
Oh yeah.
Which, I mean, it's funny because how they originally worded it, people were like, are you spreading communist propaganda? Which is so funny.
Yes.
And now it's like, well, I wonder if they're going to be like, no, like, you should be happy with the wage. Like, I'm so curious what it's going to be.
I totally agree. So that wraps it up. In a day or two, we'll post our thoughts on the Heavens Declare, which I think will be a real spicy one.
So, yeah.
All right. I'm Will.
I'm John.
We'll see you next time.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.